Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, come to answer your colour and style questions. Let's see what we have today. First question comes from Emily. Have you got any tips on dressing for a barrel chest, or sometimes people call it a pigeon chest? I'm an X from the front, but look like I have two pairs of breasts because my ribs stick out from the side view when wearing the fitted tops. So this is the thing, we have to remember with an X shape, you don't have to wear a top that is glued to you. It's just when you have a waisted shape, what you're actually after is a top that comes in at the waist. Because when you bypass the waist with things that are oversized and shapeless, they just mean that you kind of look bigger all over. So it doesn't have to be like a knit top that's fitted. It could be a blouse. And it's just that you might want to tuck it in, or it could be a peplum top, something that comes in at the waist and then, so really just highlights that you have a waist. Does not have to be like a fitted knitted top. So I'd recommend maybe something looser. I'd be looking at blouses and things like that and just accepting that I will tuck them in or tie them or do something that brings them in at the waist, belt over the top. All sorts of different things you can do there. So just thinking about tops that come in at the waist. They do not have to be fitted as far as being skin tight. So that's not what I mean by fitted. So obviously there's a little confusion there. So hopefully that makes it clear for you, Emily. Okay, next question. Comes from Colleen, who says, I'm just starting out to address my lack of style problem. Where do you suggest I start? Okay, where do we start? So there's a lot of things to start with. I think that very often a lack of style problem is a lack of knowledge problem. So there are some people in the world who are naturally born with style. They have a flair for the aesthetic. They just naturally can see what looks good together and create harmonious outfits that work for them. And then there's the rest of us. I am one of those people. I was not born with style. I didn't grow up with any parents who had any style. Style was very much on the back burner in my household. It was something that was considered to be really unimportant and very shallow. Fortunately, I have learned differently, but this is where I started off, you know. And I used to have to make my own clothes as well. So when I was young, I was making my own clothes. And when you spend hours sewing something up, you know, and you basically had chosen something because the pattern looked nice and it was pretty on the girl who was wearing it on the pattern and all that sort of stuff. And then you spend all this time making it and, you know, you've saved all your pennies from the babysitting job and, you know, you've bought the remnant fabric. This is what I was like to make the thing, and because that's what I could afford. And you spend all this time and you put it on and it's just really no good. And you just go, this does not suit my shape. And for me, that was really one of those things that I would go, well, why is it that this, you know, shape doesn't suit my shape? And then I'd strike upon some other pattern and I'd make it and I'd go, actually, I look good in this. And that was one of those things that made me think, well, why doesn't that look good? And why does this look good? And so I started to kind of be interested, going, well, there's got to be a reason. There is a why to this. And this is what I've discovered in image consulting, that there is a why to everything to do with style and colours. And there's actually quite a scientific why. And this is what I'm teaching you on the blog at insideoutstyleblog.com. About how to find out what really works for you. So this is where I would recommend, the first place I love to start is with colour, because when the colours work for you, you shine, you look bright, you look amazing. Also, when you are building a wardrobe, when you're using a colour palette, it makes it really easy to get a cohesive wardrobe that works together, that you can easily mix and match with. And so therefore, you need less clothes and you get, you know, a better wardrobe with more outfits. So, you know, that's a win-win. So you don't need a huge wardrobe. So particularly when you're starting from scratch, colour is a brilliant place to start. And also just because it makes you look so much better. It really does. There's such a big difference between people who are wearing colours that flatter them versus colours that don't flatter them. If they don't want to wear a whole lot of makeup. Now, of course, you can get a whole lot of spray tan and makeup and other things to distract from that and make you look better. But, you know, not all of us want to have to do that. Many of us in this world are a bit more low maintenance, and we don't want to have to go to that effort to make something work. I just like the colours I wear to work for me without having to try so hard. But it really does help you build a brilliant, cohesive wardrobe. It means packing and going anywhere is really easy. It means, you know, putting outfits together is so much easier because the colours all naturally go together. So that is the first place I'd start, is learn about your colours. And then, of course, with colours comes contrast. The longer I have been doing this and the more colours I have done with people, the more I see that contrast really, really matters, which is why I've got lots of blog posts about understanding your contrasts and finding your value in colour contrast and all those sorts of things, and why it's one of those things that in every colour consultation, it's something I give my clients, whether that's an online consultation or in seven steps or in person, you know, we go into the contrast because contrast makes a huge difference, because it's how you put that generic palette together for you and in a way that is unique to you, that it's your own contrast, it's reflecting your actual colouring. Because when we create harmony, and this is one of the things I think, it's like everything about style is about creating harmony with you and who you are. It's a bit like, you know, if I'm a singer, I want to sing in key, not off key. It's the harmony. Music is all about harmony, and so is what you are wearing. It's about creating the harmony with you. So if I can sing in key, why would I want to sing off key? Why would I want to wear the colours that actually aren't making me look my best? The colours, the contrast, all those things make a big difference. And then, of course, there is understanding your personality, who you are, and how you want to express that through your clothing. Because really, what you wear is the outer you reflected, or so the inner you reflected on the outside. It's how people can understand who you are, what you stand for, you know, what matters to you, your personality, all those things, how you want to be perceived. It's all about who you are, and this comes down to your personality and how you want to reflect that. And this is why you can walk into a big department store, feel overwhelmed, there's too much choice, but you look around, you think, who would wear half these things? And it's because they are not you. They're somebody else. And so knowing where to start. And that's one of the things I'll often notice with clients. Like my mum said to me, she said, I'd never go shopping in a department store because there's too much choice and I'm overwhelmed by it. The more you know about you, the easier it is that you can walk around one of those massive department stores and maybe there's five things in there for you to try on, but you can pick up the right five things. So you're not wasting lots of time and energy trying on all the wrong things that you put it on, you think, that's not me, and you take it off again. So discovering who you are is really important. And that's why it's the first step in my Seven Steps to Style program, because it's such a key to developing your style and feeling really at home in your clothes. And then, of course, there is the figure flattery guidelines. And of course, I've got my body shape calculator and those sorts of things for free if you want to do that. And lots of body shape guidelines and all those sorts of things to understand what actually flatters you. So I really think this place to start is to empower yourself with knowledge. It's not to go shopping. In fact, the last thing you want to do is go shopping. Until you have all the information that you really need. And this is why, like, so in my Seven Steps of Style program, which is my online style program, it's not till step seven that we talk about shopping, because I actually don't want you to go shopping until you've learned everything else. Like, what are your personal style values? Who are you? How you want to be perceived? Does your lifestyle and location impact on your choices? You know, what are the colors? What are your figure flattery guidelines? All those things. It's important to understand those things before you start buying anything new, because otherwise you'll just keep making mistakes and then feel unstylish. And understanding too that there is no one way of being stylish, that there are so many different ways of being stylish, and that that your way is as perfect for you as the next person's way is perfect for them. You don't have to look like somebody else. You don't have to dress like other people to be stylish. You want to be who you are, expressing your authentic self through your clothes and accessory choices. So of course, getting that knowledge is going to empower you to be able to do that. There is a language of clothes. And so what I do on the blog and in my programs and consultations is give you that language. I help interpret that language for you so that you can actually make the right choices for you. So I suppose when you're starting from the beginning, it is really important to work out all those things. And that's why the blog is great, because there's so much information on there to help you start going, well, where do I start with my style? They're the things that I would be looking at when I was me starting my style. Okay. Sharon said, wardrobe capsules seem to be so restrictive to me, yet everybody says they're the way to go. Yes, wardrobe capsules can be restrictive, particularly if you just have one. I think, you know, the idea of one capsule for your entire life, unless you are traveling all the time. Now, I do know someone who did bring her wardrobe down to a small capsule because they were doing a year in a caravan around Australia sort of thing. And so therefore they had incredibly limited space. So she could only take 12 garments or something like that, which allowed her to fit her stuff, because she always had the kids' stuff and the husband's stuff and all that sort of stuff. So it was one of those things that, she had to have a very small capsule. But you know what's really interesting is she said, I had to actually replace it 3 times in that year because it wore out so fast. Because when you're just washing and wearing and washing and wearing, clothes wear out really quickly. What a capsule does, the capsule concept is actually about having a wardrobe of clothes that mix and match, that work together. So you get more outfits from less pieces. It's not about saying you can only have 12 pieces of clothing. And in fact, many of us may have multiple capsules in our wardrobe if we actually broke it down. Now, I find that capsules are most useful when I'm going traveling. That's what I want to pack, is more of a capsule concept. Or for things like I'm pregnant. When I was pregnant, I went, well, I've only got, less than 9 months in these clothes. So therefore, I was after a small number of clothes that I could wear most of the time for that period of time that all went together, that mixed and matched. Because I didn't want to have to buy a massive wardrobe of maternity wear. So really I only needed a little amount of clothing. So that worked for that period of my lifestyle, but I wouldn't want just one capsule for my life. Now I'd get too bored, plus the clothes would wear out. But it is a good way of thinking around, if I have these clothes, how can I mix and match? So really, if you don't want to think about just a capsule, think about, well, for every top I buy, it needs to have, say, 4 bottoms it goes with and a couple of jackets or toppers that it goes with. That way, that gives me more outfit options. If I buy something that only goes in one outfit, so if I buy an outfit, I'm really limiting how I can wear that. And therefore, I need more clothes to get variety. Versus if I buy something and I think, yeah, I'm going to buy this new jacket, then I think, okay, well, what else will this jacket go with in my wardrobe? What other things does it go with? How can I mix and match it? And so therefore, I can create the look of way more items and more outfits. But really, because it's going with a bunch of other things, it actually makes it really easy to mix and match and have more options. So really, it can be too. It's also a good concept to think about, say, for evening wear. So that if you go, I only need a small amount of evening wear, so it's useful if it mixes and matches in some sort of way, so you can have like a little mini capsule there. But for your everyday clothes, you don't really need to stick to a capsule if that's not your cup of tea. It is for some people. The minimalists love it. It makes their life really easy and they often enjoy having less. But if you are someone who likes, to dress by mood, you like to have more options, you like to be more creative, then the capsule is not the way forward for you. But if you have a wardrobe full of orphans, it can be a useful way to help you think about, how do I bring some things into my wardrobe and create more outfits using my existing pieces? So it's, what do I need to bring in to make these pieces I've already got work? So there's lots of ways to think about capsules. And in my free 5-step formula to a fabulous wardrobe, there is a capsule formula in there. So you can get that free download off insideoutstyleblog.com. But yeah, so there's a little capsule formula and it shows you how capsule works, but don't think you have to limit yourself to them if it's not your cup of tea. But it is, can be really useful. It's just a good concept to think about. And it's a useful concept to think about if you are building a wardrobe from scratch. So if, like, you are someone who's going, I've got to rebuild a wardrobe, start with a capsule and then expand. Because as you are getting pieces in, you're getting the maximum value from each piece when it's part of a capsule that you won't get if it's just part of an outfit but doesn't go with anything else. And this is where I find that if you have a color palette, pretty naturally you could create like capsules without even having to try. And that's the thing, is I never buy with capsule in mind because I buy with color palette in mind. And so therefore I know that I can mix and match my clothes really easily and simply because the colors naturally work together. So they make that a really easy decision. So thank you so much for your questions. Please do email me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. And of course, if you're interested in learning more about your style, growing your style, defining your style, all those sorts of things, do pop over to my 7 Steps to Style program. It really is the program that will give you all that information that'll help you, you know, really get a handle on what is your style, your colors, your values, all those sorts of things that helps you build the best wardrobe for you and your life, rather than giving you a list of clothes that everybody should have. This is really not about being prescriptive. It's about helping you figure out what works for you because you are, of course, a unique individual. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.